Welcome to Verity Wealth Report with Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Verity Wealth Report is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with Verity Wealth Report.
Hello and welcome to the Verity Wealth Report. My name is Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 626-650-9486 or visit us online at www.veritywealthgroup.com. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out our past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. There's a strategy that's been generating a lot of conversation in the retirement planning world lately, and it's called a Roth conversion. You may have heard the term. You may have even been told by a friend or colleague that it's something you should look into. And it's true that for some people, a Roth conversion could be a really powerful tool. But here's the thing. What works well for one household can cause real financial strain for another. This isn't a strategy that's right for everyone. And today, we want to give you an honest look at what a Roth conversion actually is, who it may benefit, and just as importantly, who it may not be right for. Let me bring in my co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill, who's always a great thought partner on all of these conversations.
Well, thank you, Stephen. And I truly think you set that up perfectly. I mean, there's a lot of enthusiasm around Roth conversions right now. And I think a lot of people are hearing the term and really just wondering if they're missing out on something. I mean, I'm wondering the same thing here, Stephen. So where would you like to start?
Well, today's conversation is based on a recent Kiplinger article with the headline, Should You Jump on the Roth Conversion Bandwagon? We'll walk through the key ideas from that piece throughout the show. Well, let's start with the basics, because I think before someone can decide whether a Roth conversion is right for them, they need to understand what it actually is and how it works. A Roth conversion means moving money from a traditional IRA or 401k into a Roth IRA. When you do that, you pay income taxes on the amount you convert today. In exchange, that money can grow tax-free and qualified withdrawals in retirement could also be tax-free as well.
So, Stephen, you're essentially trading a tax bill now for the possibility of no tax bill later.
That's a good way to put it. And you can see why that's appealing, especially when a lot of people are concerned about where tax rates might be headed in the years to come. If you think taxes are going up in the future, paying at today's known rates start to look pretty attractive. There's also something else that draws people to Roth accounts, and that's the issue of required minimum distributions, or RMDs. Traditional IRAs and 401ks require you to start taking withdrawals at age 73, whether you need the money or not. And those withdrawals are taxable as ordinary income. Roth IRAs don't have that requirement during the account owner's lifetime. That may give retirees much more control over their taxable income in retirement, and that control can be genuinely valuable when you're trying to manage what tax bracket you fall into each year.
Stephen, that's a pretty meaningful difference, especially for someone who has other income sources and doesn't necessarily need to tap those retirement funds right away. Being able to let that money sit and grow without being forced to pull it out on a schedule could be a real advantage.
It really is. And there's a legacy planning angle worth mentioning too. Roth IRAs can be an effective tool for passing wealth to heirs, since beneficiaries may receive tax-free withdrawals under certain conditions. For people who want to leave something behind and possibly provide for their loved ones to have tax-free withdrawals, that's an important part of the conversation.
Well, Stephen, who tends to be a solid candidate for a Roth conversion? If someone is listening right now and wondering whether this applies to them, what are the possible situations where it tends to make the most sense?
Great question. And I want to be careful here because this really does vary significantly from person to person. There are some situations where the case for a conversion tends to be stronger. One is someone who is in a temporary lower income period. Maybe you've just retired but haven't started Social Security yet. Maybe you've had a year where your income was lower than usual for some reason. That window where your taxable income is below where it normally would be could be an opportunity to convert some funds at a more favorable tax rate. Another situation is someone who has built up a very large balance in tax-deferred accounts, like a traditional 401k or IRA. Here's why that matters. When RMDs kick in at age 73, those required withdrawals could be quite significant, depending on the account size. And every dollar that comes out is taxable as ordinary income. If someone has accumulated a large tax-deferred balance over their working years, they might find themselves pushed into a higher tax bracket in their 70s and beyond, whether they need that income or not. Doing some strategic converting earlier while income is lower could possibly help manage that future tax exposure.
Well, so it's not just about what you need right now. It's about anticipating what your tax picture is going to look like years down the road and trying to get ahead of it.
That's right. And that forward-looking perspective is one of the things that makes Roth conversions both potentially valuable and genuinely complicated. You're essentially making projections about your future tax situation, and doing that well requires real analysis, not just a gut feeling or a conversation at the kitchen table.
Yes, Stephen. Well, before we keep going with today's conversation, let's take a quick pause and remind our listeners how they can schedule a complimentary consultation with you to ask questions or get more information.
Well, just give us a call at 626-650-9486 or visit us online at veritywealthgroup.com. Remember, scheduling a consultation only takes a few minutes, and we're always happy to work around your schedule. And honestly, if today's conversation is raising questions about your own situation, a one-on-one consultation is a good place to work through those questions and with someone who knows your full picture.
Yes, Stephen. Well, thank you for doing that and reminding our listeners. I think a lot of listeners today are probably nodding along with our conversation and wondering whether a Roth conversion could benefit them. But there are clearly some important things to think through before making any moves. What do people need to be careful about?
This is really where the conversation gets critical. And I'm glad you asked, because the enthusiasm around Roth conversions is real, but so are the potential pitfalls for someone who jumps in without doing the homework. The first and most important question is, what does your tax situation look like right now compared to what you expect it to look like in the future? Because the whole premise of a Roth conversion is that you're paying taxes now to avoid higher taxes later. If your current tax rate is actually higher than what you'd expect to pay in retirement, the math may not work in your favor. On the other hand, if you're in your peak earning years and converting large amounts, you could end up paying taxes at a higher rate than necessary. Timing matters a great deal.
And Stephen, I imagine it's not just about your income tax bracket in isolation here. You know, a Roth conversion could affect other parts of the tax picture in ways that aren't immediately obvious.
That's a really important point, and it's one that people frequently overlook. When you do a Roth conversion, you're increasing your taxable income for that year, and that increase can have ripple effects that go well beyond your tax bracket. For example, it could affect how much of your Social Security benefit is taxable, or it could push you above certain income thresholds that trigger higher Medicare premium surcharges. These are called IRMA surcharges, and they can be significant. A conversation that looks attractive in isolation could have unintended costs if it pushes your income across one of those thresholds. That's why modeling the full picture with your financial services professional and your tax professional is so important before taking action.
What about actually paying the tax bill that comes with the conversion, Stephen? That's a very real practical consideration for a lot of people.
It is, and it is a critical one. ideally, the taxes on a Roth conversion should be paid using funds that are outside of the retirement account itself. Cash savings, a taxable brokerage account, something along those lines. Here's why that matters so much. If you use money from the retirement account to cover the tax bill, you're reducing the amount that actually ends up in the Roth. That shrinks the long-term benefit of the entire strategy. The math starts working against you, sometimes significantly. Before someone moves forward with a conversion, they really need to take an honest look at whether they have sufficient liquid assets available to handle that tax obligation comfortably without disrupting their overall financial plan or creating a cash flow problem.
Well, Stephen, you've mentioned timing a couple of times throughout our conversation today. Is there a solid way to pace a Roth conversion strategy over time?
For many people, the most effective approach is to do it gradually rather than all at once. Rather than converting a large balance in a single year, which could push you into a significantly higher tax bracket and even trigger some of those unintended consequences we talked about, a lot of people convert smaller amounts over several years. This gradual approach gives you more control. You can convert up to the top of a certain tax bracket each year, stay within a range that makes sense for your situation, and adjust as circumstances change. And they do change. Tax laws change, your income changes, your needs and goals change. A phased approach gives you flexibility to respond to all of that. Some people also look at timing conversions during years when the market is down, because a lower account value means a lower taxable conversion amount. It's a reasonable consideration, but market timing alone shouldn't be the driving force behind this decision. It's one factor among many.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of the things people commonly get wrong when it comes to Roth conversions, because I think that this is where some of the most useful perspective truly is.
I'm glad you brought that up, because this really is where enthusiasm can get ahead of analysis, and that's where costly mistakes happen. One of the most common misconceptions is that a Roth conversion automatically leads to lower taxes overall. People hear about the tax-free withdrawals and assume the benefit is a given. But whether a conversion actually saves you money in the long run depends on your future tax rates, your spending needs in retirement, and how long those assets stay invested and have time to grow, and a whole lot of range of factors that are different for every household. Time horizon is probably the most underestimated factor. Roth conversions tend to work best when there's enough time for that tax-free growth to offset the upfront tax cost. If someone is in their mid to late 70s and expects to need those funds relatively soon, the math may simply not work in their favor. You need time for the strategy to pay off.
Well, what about married couples specifically, Stephen? I imagine there are some unique considerations there.
There really are. Married couples sometimes get drawn to the idea of leaving tax-free assets to heirs, and that's a possible goal. But they don't always think through the annual cash flow that's required to support ongoing conversions. If you're converting meaningful amounts each year, you're also generating a tax bill each year. Without adequate liquid assets and a clear plan around that ongoing cash flow, even a well-intentioned strategy can put real strain on household finances. The strategy has to fit the overall financial picture, not just look good in theory. And one more thing worth raising, some people hear about Roth conversions from a neighbor or a colleague who did one and had a great experience, and they assume the same result is waiting for them. But every household is genuinely different. Income levels, account sizes, time horizons, estate planning goals, health considerations, and spending needs in retirement, all of those factor in. What's the right move for one person could be the wrong move for another.
So how should someone actually go about figuring out whether a Roth conversion makes sense for them? What does the process look like there, Stephen?
The honest answer is to work with a financial advisor before making any financial decisions. I want to be clear about that, because this is genuinely one of those areas where experienced professional guidance could make a profound difference in whether the strategy actually works in your favor. A financial professional can help you model different scenarios side by side. What does the tax picture look like if you convert now versus waiting a few years? What happens if you convert a smaller amount each year rather than a large amount all at once? How does the conversion interact with your Social Security timing, your projected RMDs down the road, your Medicare premium thresholds? These are questions that require real personalized analysis, not just a general understanding of how Roth accounts work in theory.
And I'm guessing that process also involves looking at the full retirement income picture, not just the conversion decision on its own, Stephen.
Absolutely. A Roth conversion decision doesn't happen in a vacuum. It has to be evaluated as part of a broader strategy that looks at all of your income sources, your account types, your tax situation today and in the future, your spending needs, and your goals for the assets you want to leave behind. That's really where the value of working with a financial advisor shows up. It's not just about knowing that your Roth conversion exists and that they really can be beneficial. It's about knowing whether they're right fit for your specific situation, at what point in time, and in what amounts. That level of personalized analysis requires someone who understands your full financial picture and can run the actual projections. Working alongside a tax professional is also worth considering. The tax implications of a Roth conversion are specific and consequential. And coordinating your financial strategy with your tax strategy is where a lot of the real value gets created. These two professionals working together on your behalf can make a real impact on the outcome.
Stephen, let's bring this episode home now. For someone who's been listening today and trying to figure out whether a Roth conversion belongs in their retirement plan, what's the bottom line here?
The bottom line is this. Roth conversions can be a powerful part of a retirement strategy, but they are a tool, not a universal solution. The fact that there's a lot of buzz around them right now doesn't mean they're the right move for everyone. And it doesn't mean you should feel pressure to rush into anything. There are situations where a Roth conversion makes a lot of sense. If you're in a temporarily lower income period, if you have a large tax deferred balance that you're concerned is going to generate a significant RMD burden down the road, and if you have the liquid assets available to cover the tax bill without touching the retirement account itself, and if you have enough time for the tax-free growth to offset that upfront cost, then it's genuinely worth exploring carefully with a professional. But that exploration should happen with guidance, and it should happen with your full financial picture on the table, not based on what you heard at a dinner party or read in a headline. The goal of any retirement strategy is to make your money work as efficiently as possible for the life you want to live. Sometimes a Roth conversion is part of that. Sometimes the better answer is a different strategy entirely or a combination of approaches.
Well, and that's really the value of getting personalized advice right there, Stephen. General information can help people understand the concepts, but it can't tell you whether it's right for your specific individualized situation.
I think that's right. General information is a starting point. A personalized strategy is the destination. And the distance between those things is where the real work of retirement planning begins to happen. We'd love to be a part of that process for anyone who has questions after today's show.
Well, this has been another interesting and fantastic and timely show today, Stephen. Do you have anything else before we say goodbye until next time?
If you have questions about retirement and your financial strategy, again, visit us at veritywealthgroup.com or call us at 626-650-9486. We'd love to help build a financial strategy that has you looking ahead with more confidence and excitement.
Well, thank you, listeners, for joining us today on another episode of Verity Wealth Report with our host, Stephen Ting. And before we head off, Stephen, have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Have a great Memorial weekend, Jacqueline, and everyone out there that's listening. Join us soon for another great episode of Verity Wealth Report.
Thank you for joining us for Verity Wealth Report. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Stephen Ting at Verity Wealth Group at 626-650-9486 or visit veritywealthgroup.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Verity Wealth Report.
Stephen Ting offers investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 877-885-0508, and SEC, Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC, and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Verity Wealth Group is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors, LLC. Insurance products and services offered through Stephen Ting, independent agent. Verity Wealth Group, Stephen Ting, and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.